It was a do-over that flipped the script. In their first home game of the season at Langley Events Center, Vancouver Bandits routed River Lions in a replay of the 2024 CEBL Final, downing the defending champions 109-72 at the Langley Events Center on Thursday, May 22 in front of 3,987 fans. "I thought it was electric tonight," Bandits head coach and general manager Kyle Julis said post-game. "I thought that crowd was fantastic, it looked great, it sounded great, they were really connected to our players." Leading Vancouver, 2-0, to a home opening win was Kyle Mongas, who finished with a game-high 28 points on 5-of-9 shooting from distance. It was an all-around effort for the import guard as he also chipped in 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals and 2 blocks. Curtis Hollis also did his part for the Bandits as he racked up 22 points on 8-of-11 shooting off the pine, while Tyrese Samuel notched his second consecutive double-double with 20 points and 13 rebounds to go with a game-high 4 blocks. "We had a bit of a sluggish start, but from there it was off to the races," Mongas said during his on-court interview post-game. "It could be anyone's night, you never know who it's gonna be, we have a lot of weapons." What was shaping up as a tightly contested affair after 10 minutes, the River Lions led 20-17 at the end of the first, quickly broke open in the second quarter thanks to a pair of 7-0 Bandits runs. Vancouver ended up outscoring Niagara 30-17 in the frame and went into halftime with the game's first double-digit lead, up 47-37. The Bandits' first half success came in part thanks to their dominance on the glass, racking up a 31-18 rebounding edge at the break while grabbing 15 offensive boards, plus 8, for 14 second chance points. They finished the game plus 15 for total rebounds, 52-37, and doubled the River Lions' production on the offensive glass, 18-9. Vancouver's lead only grew once action resumed, one-upping its dominance in the second quarter by outscoring Niagara 33-14 in the third. Mongas had his fingerprints all over the victory ceiling stretch as he opened the second half by nailing 3 consecutive triples as part of a 13-3 Bandits run. He finished the frame with 14 points as his team extended their lead to 80-51. "I just try to stay aggressive at all times," Mongas said while reflecting on his strong third quarter and first career CEBL double-double. "I know I'm a good shooter, I put in the work, always try to stay aggressive, because I know that can really help our team." Vancouver pushed that lead as high as 39 points throughout the final frame, eventually carrying a 99-65 lead into target score time. From there, it was Samuel who eventually put the game to bed, sealing the win with a dunk off a no-look bounce pass from Shamar Givens, who finished with 10 assists. "We've been hearing about Niagara and just the battle the Bandits had last year with the River Lions, so we had a chip on our shoulders tonight," Mongas said. Bandits host Edmonton Stingers tonight at the LEC. Game starts at 7 p.m.